Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at the Gaslight on the Hill in St. Louis, Missouri. Check it out at GaslightSTL.com for a full listing of upcoming events and book yourself a tour. Come over and check it out. It's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar, and they all happen to share a wall with Cha Cha Chow, so you can come over and get some tacos, some cold drinks, watch one of your favorite bands record in the studio, and just have a great time. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram while you're at it. Like I said, full listing of events, GaslightSTL.com. Also wanted to tell you about my friends at Music Record Shop. They have a brand new location. They just moved over to Washington Avenue, right over there next to KDHX. So come visit the new location, new records every Friday, live in stores, a lot on the weekends. You can follow them also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
We are the Groove Liner, and you are listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey, everybody. This is Shane Presley with Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you live from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today in Toby's basement.
Woo!
With the guys of Grooveliner.
Yeah.
The Grooveliner, sorry.
No worries.
Close enough.
Proper introduction. Yeah, welcome back to the show for two of you.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, this is very exciting stuff. But I guess before we get going too far, you guys want to introduce yourselves and maybe what you play in the band?
I'm Toby Meacham. I'm the drummer.
I'm Matt Vianello. I play guitar.
I'm Dave Mieser, and I buzz on trumpet.
Yeah. I've been thinking about it because I just watched it the other day. But that clip where John C. Reilly, from Tim and Eric or whatever.
And he
goes into this music shop, and he's like, you care if I play one of the trumpets? He's like, I'm a real bugle boy. And then instead of, putting his lips up to it, he just sticks the whole mouthpiece in his mouth and, gags on it, and
that's how Dave plays.
Yeah.
That's my method.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's my method.
so funny. Cracks me up, man. But, that John C. Reilly's a silly guy.
Oh, yeah.
So, we did one of these before, almost a year ago, just shy of a year. We kind of had a nice little introduction to the band at the time, and we played. You guys had three song sampler EP.
The little EP.
Yeah, the little EP that could.
So. And a big heart.
But a lot of things going on now. You guys very very busy. You got a brand new record, debut album. We got a big release party. All kinds of fun stuff going on. So,
hell yeah,
busy.
Yeah. So, let's talk about this party coming up on Saturday, January 7th, over at the Ready Room. You can see these guys, the Grooveliner, with friends Southern Exposure and Jackson Howard.
Yeah,
another friend. Both friends of the show. So, very exciting.
He's playing with a full band.
Yeah,
that night.
Yeah, Jackson's doing a full band and. We were really excited to get the guys from Southern Exposure because they're in a sense a St. Louis supergroup, you know.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So that was really cool to kind of hit them up just after their 1 year. So it's the timing's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. They're great. They're a lot of fun to watch. More of New Orleans funk and soul and stuff, and then Jackson Howard, tremendous songwriter, one of my favorites to watch in town.
Super nice guy.
Yeah, great guy too. And it's kind of a rare thing to catch him full band because he's he gigs a lot, but he does a lot of solo acoustic things or duo kind of things. Mm-hmm. But it's a real treat when you can get him full band because they sound great. So
yeah.
So that's gonna be fun. And like I said, over at the Ready Room, there in the Grove, come on out. And you can win some free tickets if you're a little strapped for cash after the holidays. You can get on. You guys have a TuneSpeak link going on, so
yeah.
If you go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/thegrooveliner, then you'll see a link to the TuneSpeak ad, and you can click. There's a bunch of different ways to enter and get different tickets, or increase your number of entries. And we're giving away two free tickets.
Sure. Yeah, those are always cool. I think that's a neat thing to do. I think, one, it's for fans to get involved with the bands and stuff. It allows you to kind of get some neat perks, for free. And and then, of course, help out the groups and things. Check it out on Facebook. There's the link in TuneSpeak.com and all that. So you get two tickets to the show and a autographed poster.
The poster is really cool. They're designed by this guy. His name is Mike Sears, and I think he lives in Arkansas. Incredible guy. I'm pretty sure he designs posters for Widespread Panic, how we got involved with him, because he designs all of Mom's Kitchen's posters.
Yeah.
So, it's worth it, I guess, to have a really cool poster. We're going to sign it, so we're going to take most of the value out of the poster when we do that.
Yeah, it's degraded automatically at least $50.
If you want one not signed, that's okay.
Just let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I'm a big fan of collecting posters, and especially show posters and things. I try to collect them all about every show I go to when possible, and I got a pretty nice little collection going in my little music memorabilia room, and hopefully someday have a cool like man cave or whatever, and just kind of hang them all up and do it up nice. And I got a bunch of autographed records and all kinds of cool things, and I've been collecting, and hopefully someday I'll have somewhere to properly display them all.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So yeah. So I, you want to get yourself a exclusive Groove Liner poster? There it is. Get on there, TuneSpeak, and share away. But yeah. So the party 7th, and the day before, you guys are going to be on Fox 2, 9 a.m. So you can see these guys live in action on the news.
Yep, TV for the seniors, buddy.
Yeah, or, or set your DVR.
Yeah, that's set your DVR.
That's right. What's a DVR?
Matt doesn't own one. Matt's part of that demographic we're talking about.
The senior demographic.
Only in spirit.
Right. maybe get a VHS or
something.
Yeah, VCR. We were joking about that last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Set your VCRs to record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of those things. Yeah. It's good, and then I'm going to get my early bird dinner at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, right after we get done playing.
That's pretty much lunch. We'll be playing during your lunch.
Yep.
I do eat lunch early.
Nice.
Yeah. That'll be fun, though. Those are always cool. I'm glad that they do a lot of that to support local music and stuff.
For sure.
I know that I've seen a lot of my friends getting on there, and it's just, like I said, it's just exciting stuff to actually be involved in the local news, and that they care about local music and stuff.
It is.
So, yeah. That's the Friday before the party, so come set your DVRs or whatever. If you're up at 9 a.m.
VCRs,
I mean. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Find a good blank tape. Record over an old show.
You can put the tape on the outside of the VHS.
Right, and then you can record over it
if it's a shitty movie.
You're not old enough to know that.
What are you talking about?
But yeah, like I said, we got this brand new record, Toby's Basement, full length.
This is where we are now.
Yeah, we're live from Toby's Basement.
Again.
I was listening on the way over, just trying to get in the right frame of mind, and I was really digging it, man. It was a lot of fun, a lot of, upbeat kind of dancing and stuff, keep people moving and grooving all night.
A lot of random shit, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all over the place.
Yeah, I was digging it, though. It sounds really great.
We like it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, where do we record this at?
That's a mutt, basically. Yeah. We've recorded at Webster
University, the MIDI room.
And the MIDI room,
Just a couple places.
Yeah. With Marcus. He's also a friend of the show. Speaking of Jackson, we did one of Jackson's episodes, because Jackson also recorded his record there. And,
very cool.
So we did one down in the studio with Marcus and talked about his latest record. So, Marcus played on it and stuff, so.
Oh, very cool.
What's he play? I didn't even know
he played keys.
Yeah, he played keys, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good player,
He's a great
actually.
Guy.
Yeah.
It was fun. Fun place to record.
It's conducive. I mean, it's a basement. I mean, you've got everything there, a bathroom, you got a fridge for beer, so we were happy.
And, what else do you want?
Yeah.
I think the only thing, I think Ben wanted to have a TV so that he could watch the football games.
And pretzels.
We needed pretzels.
Not have pretzels.
It's hard to beat Webster, though, because it's free.
Yeah.
Well,
but even with Webster, we did 5 songs at Webster, and we still took all those songs and sent them over to a guy that I know in Kansas City to do all the mixing.
Yep.
So those were mixed. 5 songs were recorded at Webster and mixed by Soundworks Studio. Then 4 songs were recorded and mixed at the MIDI room. And all of them were mastered at Blue Jade Studios, which is
Brad Sarno.
Right on. Very cool. When you guys are like writing in this stuff, is this all pretty collaborative for you guys? You guys all bring your own things in, or how are these songs composed? How do you guys make these songs
really
come to life?
Collaborative?
Yeah,
that's we have six people I think that we trust everybody's opinion, and
except for the drummer,
except for me, everybody. There's five people in the room. Somebody brings an idea in, and it's never, the finished product is never what it was when it started, which is really fun. It's a lot of bands, there's ego involved, and or, you know, this is exactly what I want it to sound like, and this band has been a great experience for me personally, just because everybody brings something in and says, here, mess with it, and it's, I don't know. I think it's a better album because of it. Because everybody.
Oh yeah, I mean, you're totally right. We bring stuff in, and it never ends the way that we thought it would. And we're even like working on some new stuff now, where we're like, do we really want to do this? We like it, but where's it going? What's it gonna end up being? You know, and so it's fun to be on the. Not on that level, I would say, but to be that comfortable with each other and to at least create something that we're happy with, and we'll see if the rest of people like it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I was digging it, and I'm excited to see you guys get out there in front of the crowd and see how they take it to it, and get out there dancing and with everything with you guys. We got a couple tracks we wanted to play from this for you all. So we said 3LT.
Yeah.
You guys have any stories behind this track?
Yes.
Go ahead, Matt.
I'm anxious to hear this.
Is this a kid-friendly show?
It can be whatever you want it to be, Matt.
Let's not have it be kid-friendly.
All right. Okay. I'll put the explicit tag on it.
So 3LT has... some lyrics in it which more or less go move around, get in line to get down. The title has nothing to do with those lyrics. Okay, so don't let the lyrics fool you or the title fool you into thinking that it's going to be explained.
Sorry.
Nice and quiet, Dave.
Nice.
That was not a beer bottle hitting a trash can.
Maybe it was.
So when you see the title 3LT, don't think that we're going to explain it with lyrics, because we won't.
Right.
Because 3LT actually started, I was out of town somewhere, but...
We had a transition.
There was a transition that, and most transitions will, most songs were written in multiples of two or four. Or I guess
or
two.
Or eight, yeah. Like even numbers.
Yeah. And this was a transition that repeated three times, so that's where the three comes in. The LT then turned into, basically 3LT means three-legged tranny.
Well, I said, let's start, so it was four times, and I think Cavelli said, let's just do it three, it sounds redundant when we do it four, and so we were running the song, and I said, well, let's start at the three-legged transition. And then the next time we started it, Muser said, all right, let's start at the three-legged tranny. And there it is.
Yeah.
Organic.
It's amazing how organic this thing is.
Yeah, it was definitely an organ.
Of some sort, yeah.
So that's where 3LT came from. And we have a very deep-seated inability to come up with legitimate band or song names.
True. Yeah. That aren't sexual of some sort.
True.
We talked about, actually, remember the Blacklight idea? We talked about doing an album where all the song titles were on there as printed, but then in, like, ink, we would put the real names of the songs on. Because they were all not suitable for public consumption. And so that at some point, somebody would see the album in a Blacklight and go, wow, this is what they really intended it to be.
Being mental institutions.
Yeah. But of course we didn't.
Yeah.
Don't pull out your black lights.
Right.
Yeah.
We didn't do that.
Well, there's not... Never mind.
Let's shut up and play the tune.
Well, this is a good example of our songwriting, though, too, in that I had written this little horn line thing that the guitar part behind it kind of sucked. And Matt brought in really cool guitar part that made it a much better song.
Yeah.
And then the beat part was, I don't remember who brought that in, but.
I think it was him.
Yeah.
Who?
You. I think so.
I honestly don't recall working on the song at all. I remember it appearing one day as a finished product.
We were like, what? Here it is. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it just came to us in a bolt of lightning.
Yeah. Between our like day jobs and stuff like that, I think that's really the way it works. Like, we don't get a lot of musical immersion, and then we come down here, and we focus all of our energy on it, and it just kind of explodes, and it happens.
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
So, that's 3LT in a nutshell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. said
it's kind of the immaculate conception with a song.
Yeah.
It just appeared.
Yeah. It. I mean.
I mean, really, we were definitely fucking with each other, though.
For sure.
You said you also wanted to play. Is it Dinast? Is that right?
Dinast.
Dinast.
Yeah.
We cannot tell the story behind Dinast.
No. All right.
No.
No story there?
No, there's a story. We can't tell it.
There's, like, not kid appropriate, and then there's just wrong.
Yeah.
And Dinast is just wrong.
We're having way too much fun.
Yeah.
I think the one common thing, especially whenever it comes to creativity and song titles in this band, is that we have the ability. Everybody in the band is actually very positive, but we don't shy away from the truth in the world, and you know, the underlying, how do you call it, just perversion and nastiness that exists.
Right.
So
when you're in a group of six guys, especially,
sometimes we I think this is actually like a coping room. Sometimes we, you know, there's certain times that we've just had, like, you know, a 30-minute little talk fest about current state of events, and we've been good with it, and then we come up with really jacked up song titles.
Is it too early to say that it's just locker room talk?
Yeah, it's okay to have that.
What?
Oh, yeah.
It's just locker room talk.
Right? Right?
Yeah, right. Locker room talk is totally okay now.
Right? It is.
Yep.
Well, now it is.
No, it's still not okay.
I grab people by the pussy all the time.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
It's huge. Huge. Oh, that's so wrong.
Yeah. So we got that song. And, of course, the full album is available right now for pre-order on iTunes.
Yes, sir.
If you want a digital copy, you can get it there. But if you want a physical copy, you can come out to the party and pick up one there.
You can also go to Euclid Records or Vintage Vinyl.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll get out there and support your local record stores.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And for the really tech-savvy people, we're going to have download codes at the show. So if you don't want the physical CD because you don't want to hold on to it all night long, then we'll give you a little code and you can go and download all the songs and do whatever you want with it.
And not have to deal with the CD.
Yeah. Trying to make this as easy as possible for as many people as possible.
Yeah.
And I'm still of the opinion that it's nice to have a physical product.
And a digital.
Well, I mean, personally for me, I think the physical product is important. I understand how the digital one is, too.
Yeah.
But I think it's... I'd be interested to hear from other people who are selling CDs and music at shows to see what they have to say. You know, do people still buy the physical, or do they want the digital download?
We talked about that.
Yeah.
But download code release party doesn't have the same ring to it.
Right.
Like, we've been made fun of. I'm alienating people.
We've been made fun of for calling it a CD release show.
Actually, I just made fun of you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was all Dave.
Yeah. Dave asked what a CD is.
Tried to put one in his VCR.
Yeah.
Didn't time it all together.
It's called a callback.
Right.
Those
callback.
There you go.
As a fan, I love getting the physical copy. And that's one thing, like, you know, people have been really, like, hard on, like, Spotify and stuff, like, that they don't pay any royalties and things and all this stuff. But it's like, I would like to see that numbers, like, how many of those people actually, like, buy physical copies and then just, like, stream it through Spotify and stuff. Because I do that. I like,
right, you still own it.
Yeah, I bought a copy, but I also use Spotify as, like, so I don't have to carry around all my CDs.
I like to hear commercials every three or four songs, so that's why Spotify.
Right. Oh, yeah?
I do.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's good.
I mean, if you get the premium version, you don't have it.
That costs money.
Yeah, $10.
Yeah, I'm cheap and I hate it. Oh. I'm sorry that you're shallow advertiser.
Hold on. You can actually... This is going to turn into a Spotify promo, and I'm sorry about that. But you can do a family plan where it's $15 a month, and everybody under the same roof has access to their own Spotify.
Holy shit. We are a family.
I already have my own family plan with my two dogs and Alicia.
Well, your dogs don't matter, so give them to me.
Your dogs have terrible taste in music, Matt. Yeah. I didn't want to say anything.
All they want to hear is the Baha Men.
And roll over Beethoven.
Right up. One of them's deaf, so it's... Spotify is really lost on him.
Close enough.
I know, right?
Yeah, he doesn't really get the full benefit of Spotify not being able to hear at all. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Way to bring it down.
Thinking about deaf puppies. It's all fun until then, Matt.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until a dog goes deaf.
Right.
Hey, he still loves you.
That old saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that he's deaf because of rock and roll music, though, so there's that.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm deaf.
Well, what? I think it's from your Boston tribute.
It wasn't from the Boston tribute band.
Oh, gosh, it wasn't?
Matt was in a Boston tribute band.
I was.
That's right.
Was.
Yeah?
It was awesome.
I think we touched on it a little bit on the last episode.
I'm not surprised.
And I don't remember. Because I drank a lot.
Did a lot of drugs in his Boston tribute.
No, no, I meant at the last.
I know, at the last RPP he did. That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, Boston, man, they're a good band.
They're a great band.
They had a stellar first album. A lot of people may not know this, but the song Smokin' is 4 minutes and 20 seconds long.
Wow.
Did not know that.
Wow. Do you think?
Does anybody know how Brad Delp killed himself?
Wasn't it a car?
Charcoal grill in
a bathroom.
Multiple charcoal grills in a bathroom.
Yep.
Totally closed. So, yeah.
What a messed up way to kill yourself.
After, like, the week after he got married.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He had some pipes on him. Brad Delp could sing.
Indeed.
Sing. He was a pretty depressed dude, though. Unfortunately.
But all he wanted was his peace of mind, and he never got it.
True. Oh my gosh, you just...
Did you see I tied that all together again?
Loop, swoop, and pull, dude. Loop, swoop, and pull.
And the deaf dog thing was depressing.
Right, right. Well, if we're going to go down there, let's just stay down.
Let's just stay down. Screw it.
Oh, I'm unprofessional of me. I don't even have my phone on silent.
That will happen.
Jesus. It's all good.
I mean, seriously, you're hanging out with us, and we're just free talking, so it's all good.
Right. Sorry.
So you guys, it's like we said, we named the record Toby's Basement, paying homage to practice space.
This
down here.
Beautiful space we're in right now.
Creation space, man. This is, I don't know, it's, I played with Toby, I filled in for their trumpet player, North of the Core, former band, and I love the space just because it was, I don't know, low ceilings. It's cozy. He's got weird memorabilia all on the walls. He's got beer in the basement. See, I mean,
I have no affinity to the spot whatsoever.
So, Matt says that because he has the best chair in the house. He just sits over there by the computer, and he does this while he plays guitar. Just because he's got so much space.
And since this is... an audio interview and people don't know what Dave was just doing.
I was doing the running man in a chair
while playing the guitar.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I got to burn off all the calories from this beer that I just opened.
It's beat.
Yes. So,
hey, it is a light beer, though.
That's true. I was going to say. Yeah, I was going to go there.
I just do one leg kick.
That is true. He does. It's kind of a mule.
If he has like an IPA or something, it's both legs.
Yeah. So, but yeah, this space really was nice. I enjoyed rehearsing here, and whenever we decided to tie all this together, we really weren't looking for it, but me and Matt were like, where are we going to rehearse? And then Toby's like, we can do my house!
Hell yeah!
And I was like, yeah! I love that spot! And
cool.
So it kind of came together just ridiculously well.
It did. It all just kind of fell in line.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
So how did you guys settle naming the record after the basement?
We had a lot of inappropriate titles. Yeah. Again. We had a lot of stuff that we were talking about.
Greatest hits.
First
album.
... Yet. Yeah. Greatest hit. First album. We had a lot of stupid stuff and inappropriate stuff. And then we were...
Renal Evorg.
Did you come up with... No. Who said Toby's Basement? Was
Matt,
it you?
I think.
Yeah.
So, my initial idea, which was a joke, was Renal Evorg.
Which just sounds terrible.
It's Groove Liner backwards.
But it almost happened.
It almost did. That's the bad part.
Shorty had a whole album cover idea for it. And
yeah, he really did. He latched on.
Yeah.
He got it.
And even Ben was on board with naming it Renal Evorg, which is...
which Ben's against the dirty t-shirt. But he wanted to name the album Renal Evorg. I was like, come on, dude.
Well, it's not really dirty. It just sounds dirty.
It, it does sound dirty.
Yeah. It doesn't sound right. So then came Toby's Basement, which was...
And we were like, yeah, that's really where this all started. This is what we need to do this with.
Right.
So. Easily explainable, not perverted.
Well, I
as far as you know. Weird shit's happened down here, Matt.
That's creepy, Toby.
I mean, it is his basement. What a man does in
I'm assuming the house is 100 years old. So
oh, yeah, that's right. Didn't
I'm talking about before.
Didn't you find an old box of porn down here?
I did find an old box of porn down here.
Yeah.
So you can see these things, right, that go over the foundation?
Yeah.
What he's describing right now is 2x8 support beams.
Yeah.
These things.
These things. Over in one of these little holes, there was a bird that got in my house somehow. It was down here.
It left its own porn stash here.
I was flashlighting. I was flashlighting.
Porn stash.
This was porn from like 1973.
Ooh,
talking hairy porn.
All natural.
All natural. Hairy and porn. Lots of it.
Yeah.
Lots so, of yeah. hairy porn. So our previous owner's kids, because there was also love letters to high school teachers in it. Like hidden in the, I'll have to pull that out. We'll have to read it at practice one night.
You want to read it at practice one night?
Yeah. It's either that or practice.
Yeah.
If I was going to write a love letter to a high school teacher when I was in high school, it would read a lot like what I would write in a letter now to a high school teacher. Which would be totally inappropriate.
That's what this was. This was like Penthouse Forum. I said love letter, but this was...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this was like...
this is bad.
Yeah, my English teacher was blah, blah, blah. I had to stay after school. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it was like a forum article.
A forum article, yeah. Penthouse Forum.
Yeah, gotcha.
Back in the days of VCRs when we had to read our porn.
you might be sitting on a gold mine, man, because, like, you look at all that, Shades of Grey or whatever.
Fifty Shades of Grey.
Yeah, I mean, like maybe you turn it into a novel and then you sell
porn I found in my basement.
All right. Because of a bird's porn.
Yeah,
right.
A random bird flew into my basement carrying boxes of porn.
So no matter what, this place has a lot of history. So
how did I know that this was going to devolve into porn before the end of it?
Well, because it's your basement.
So my dad had a bunch of old Playboys in his basement, like stacks of old Playboys. And he had the first Suzanne Summers issue.
Very nice.
The Thighmaster?
No, this was well before Thighmaster.
No, she is the Thighmaster.
She is the Thighmaster.
Yeah, but this was before that.
Oh, I know.
And before, what was that shitty TV show she was in?
Three's Company. Don't say
not,
shitty.
Not Three's Company.
There was the other one, Patrick Duffy.
Yeah, it was later.
Don't know.
It was the 90s, man.
Yeah, and then there was that dumb cousin who ended up going to jail for beating his wife.
But that
was real life, not in the show.
Yeah.
Step
by step, day by day. Yeah. Yeah, good job.
Don't know that show.
Anyways.
It was terrible.
Was that the end of it?
Interview over.
Okay.
Mic drop.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
Right.
Jesus.
So that was it, huh?
Just yeah, no, I don't have anything else.
Deadhead. Suzanne Summers.
Yeah, a bunch of porn. There's Suzanne Summers down there. The original Suzanne Summers. Why do you need anything more than that?
Hey, right. That's enough.
That's it.
I'm sorry a bird didn't bring it down there.
Okay. We'll get over it.
I'm out of the band.
Yeah. So, that'll get ratings. Let's kick Matt out of the band during the interview. Nah.
You, yeah, nah, well, nah, we'll do like Matt. The clickbait, you know, where you're like, you won't believe what happens next.
Right.
Ooh, Team Z style.
And then Matt said this.
Renal Evorg.
Now you just gave it away.
Dude, that was really clean. I'm going to use that in audio files later. Renal Evorg. Renal Evorg. Renal Evorg.
That's going to be my ringtone, man.
Dude. I like it.
It's a terrible ringtone. I love it.
It is a terrible ringtone.
Yeah, make it my text message.
Every time. Yeah. Renal Evorg. Oh. But no. Renal Evorg. So bad.
So, we're gearing up 2017. We got kicking off the new year with a new record. What do you you guys have other goals besides that? Where do you guys see this going? Do you guys want to do any touring or festivals or anything like that? Or
well, we're very happy to get this done. This is like the first major hurdle for any band. Once you get the first one done, everything else gets easier. Doesn't mean that you let down on the intensity of what you're doing or, you know, anything like that. And I gotta really hand it to these two guys, Toby and Matt, give 120% all the time on pushing this thing. Whenever this first started, I didn't have a kid. Me and Matt were like, yeah, we're like 110%. And then, oh, wow, they're hugging. Oh, wow, watch that.
Could you guys give us a little
piss? Why is this moving? So literally, like I said, whenever this first started, we... I bet you do. Toby just said he has to poo.
No, number one.
Oh, to pee? You're fine. Go pee. Okay. So anyway, whenever this started, it was literally me and Matt being like, yay, we're going to just pound this out of the park, and then I had a kid. And so it slowed down on my end a lot, and, you know, Toby's been there to really pick it up and really help Matt, and Ben has been an awesome source of musical creativity, and really everybody in the band has really formed together. So where do we go from here? I don't know, you know? I mean, obviously, we've got two new tunes that are pretty much done, ready to go. Yeah, and we're already going in our other direction, which our direction is whatever makes people dance and you know, sounds good. Right. So that's kind of where we're going.
Yeah. Well, very cool.
So we actually do not have any other shows booked for 2017 at this point.
Yeah, it's great.
And part of it is we've been spending all of our time getting ready for this show.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's the important thing to work on at the moment.
Sure.
And we'll get it done and then move on to the next one. So, you know, we hope to be playing a lot more. I'm going to start contacting the festival folks, summer festivals, art fairs, those right. types of things.
Yeah, we got a few questionables, I guess.
Yeah,
in the future. Yeah, yeah, things we're working on.
And you know, hopefully, there's some bands coming in town that we really want to pick up support slots for.
Yeah.
So we'll see, but it'll be fun in the future to be able to go out to shows and actually have a CD that people can buy and take with them instead of saying, "Go spend the time and find us on Facebook."
Right.
Speaking of picking up stuff at shows,
T-shirts!
Oh, yeah. Hopefully.
So, we're going to try to have some T-shirts available that, I'll call them clean T-shirts, that will be the cover of the album on a T-shirt. So, Toby sent an email off today to get that priced. Then we're going to try to find, see how much it'll cost for our other T-shirt, which is going to be a secret T-shirt that you have to ask for. It's not going to be shown.
I know what you're talking about.
Shane, do you like the secret T-shirt?
Yeah.
Okay, you like it?
I think I might have seen this.
I may have shown it to you. I've had it for a little while, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Could be fun.
Yeah.
Had a lot of pre-orders.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't want to put it out.
Right.
This secret T-shirt. We want people to ask for it. So if you kind of have a little bit of a dirtier mind and you want a T-shirt that goes along with that. With that mind.
Right.
It's called a freer mind.
who designed the artwork for the record?
He's calling himself.
No. The record. not the secret T-shirt.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, a guy named Dan Friend.
Yeah.
I work for School of Rock. Dan does all of our posters and programs and stuff like that. And
yeah.
I liked his work a lot. And
yeah, that's cool. It's kind of like, especially kind of like with the kind of darker edges and lines, it kind of feels a little more like it's got that 70s vibe to it, that kind of 70s soul funk kind of
it's
thing.
Kind of the only direction we gave him was just make it, you know,
not suck.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's my, I'm bad about that. Like, I designed the logo and I also did a shirt, but I just put the logo on a shirt, but it's like, and posters and stuff doing this now, and it's like I have very little imagination to like create that kind of stuff. I just like, I'd rather let the artist like just have free range to make something, whatever. And that's basically all I say is like, just make it cool. And I'm like, I feel bad just like because they like have no idea, but it's like, you know, you can't disappoint me. Like, you know.
Well, it's kind of like with this band, like you trust the people you're with, and if you like somebody's work. And you just say, like, you know, do what you do.
Sure.
Like, design something cool. Yeah. And I'm really happy with what he did. I think it...
Definitely.
It's a nice look.
Yeah, it looks nice. Yeah, the only one I had, like, direction was I did a poster for my 300th episode. And I had this idea of putting my head on Gerard Butler's body for the off the 300 movie poster. And turned out pretty good.
Yeah. Nice.
So it's the first time I ever had abs, man. So it felt good.
Well, you got abs.
Yeah. They're somewhere under there, I think.
Yeah.
They're there. Yeah. It's one big ab.
Yeah.
I got it too.
Right.
Yeah, so Dan Friend designed that, and then our secret T-shirt was designed by, the T-shirt says Sweet Nasty, but in reality, it's the same guy who designed our show posters.
Okay.
But I'm not going to say any more about it because it's a secret and you have to ask for it.
Right.
You ask, if you ask for it and you don't buy it, then you're going to get kicked out of the show.
or probably not, really.
No. No, probably not.
Yeah. What made you guys choose Ready Room for the party?
I'll let Matt answer that. He dealt with all that.
Yeah.
We were looking for venues that were... you know, a couple hundred people, and I am I'm all about picking places, doing anything we can to make it as easy as possible for anyone. And the Grove is a central location. Mm-hmm. Ready Room is central. It's got, it's probably a little bigger than we needed, but it's known as a music venue.
Sure.
And
yeah, it's a great room.
Yeah, it is a good room. I'm hoping that we do the room justice and get a lot of people to come out. And
so come out.
Yeah.
Listen to this inspiring music.
Yes.
Yeah, this is...
make you move a little bit. It's dance music.
Right. Yeah. Is that... also, one thing I noticed... I mean, we kind of talked about 3LT having some lyrics there. But you guys are very minimal with the lyrics. Is that something you guys is kind of a conscious thing? Like, you guys just choose to keep the...
None of us can sing.
Right?
Or write lyrics.
Yeah.
I
mean, it works. I mean, like I said, it sounds great. Like, but I was just wondering if maybe in the future you guys were looking to write more, or if just keep...
We really don't know where we're going with this, which is what makes it fun.
Yeah.
Gang vocals, I think we all kind of like songs that do that call and response stuff, or I don't know, it's just fun when we're all singing together, and I don't know.
It kind of reminds me, some of that stuff kind of remind me like Carlos Santana, like, you know, like Poe Coma, you know, yeah, whatever. It's like, it just sure. kind of...
Lord
kind of,
knows you've got to change.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have, like, usually he just focuses on the guitar because he's Carlos Santana. But, you know, it wasn't like they really had a ton of lyrics in those songs and stuff for the most part.
Well, Black Magic Woman wasn't written by him.
Yeah.
It was a Fleetwood Mac song.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I you know, like I said, when I guess that's a real compliment though to you guys because like if this, I mean, I'm a big fan of singer songwriters, so I love lyrics and stories and all that. But I mean, you guys are holding people's attention with you know very minimal lyrics, like we said. But I mean, just these fun songs and all the instrumentation, you guys, the horns and guitar and the keys and all that stuff. It just all sounds great and. But yeah, it's like I said, it's fun. It's good dance music and stuff. Like I said, get out there and boogie.
Cool. So thank you.
I would like to write songs. I would like to have every song with lyrics because I think that it's something that people can kind of latch onto a little bit more.
Sure.
Everybody's been to the show where the band plays the instrumentals and you get a little bored sitting there, especially you know some bands that go into 30-minute guitar solos.
Right.
It can start to get a little boring, depending on the band. And lyrics, especially ones that have a hook, gives you something to sing to, gives the band mm-hmm. some form of interaction, or gives the audience some form of interaction with the band.
Yeah. Right.
So I always come from the standpoint of thinking that we should add lyrics to songs. It doesn't always happen, though.
If it works, like you'll probably be hungry by the time this is over. I think Stands Alone without lyrics. The horns are strong, and there wasn't really a space to put lyrics. And like Matt said, like I don't know, I think kind of consciously keep our songs on the shorter side. So if, like you're at a show and you don't like, wait 5 minutes and you know, hopefully you'll like the next one. Yeah. You know,
probably be hungry for something else by the time this is over.
Well, very cool. Well, again, check out TuneSpeak. Check out that link. Like I said, it's on the Grooveliners Facebook page. You get easy access there. And get yourself 2 free tickets to the show and a poster. And again, it's available for pre-order right now on iTunes. After you listen to this, head over there and pre-order yourself a copy. Or save your money and pick up a physical copy at the show on January 7th, The Ready Room, Southern Exposure, and Jackson Howard. And it's going to be a fun night.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah. You guys, is that the Facebook's the only social media for you guys? Or are you, do we have a...
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, we have a Instagram page, but we don't really post enough.
First hour of it.
we have a Reverb Nation band page.
Oh, yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Bandcamp. After January 7th.
We're on Bands in Town.
Yeah, get out there. I think if you like them on Facebook and you have Bands in Town, then it'll automatically kick up every show you guys book after that. Yeah. So
sweet.
It's a good way to keep up with the band and get out and make the next show too. So.
And I noticed that you RSVP'd and through Bands in Town.
Yeah, I try to keep my RSVPs up so I can let alone like keep an eye on everything so I can go. But I also love promoting all the shows in town, try to keep people involved in St. Louis music, so it's a good way to, people are like, even my mom, she's like, because I guess it kicks up on her Facebook a lot, that like, you know, I went to like 5-10 shows on a Friday or whatever, and she's like, I don't know how you do it, how do you go to all these shows? I'm like, well, I just RSVP'd them, Mom, I don't,
no, I'm not at all. Make it to all of them, right. Yeah.
So, yeah. I do try my best part, you know, to be at as many as I can, but I, like I said, regardless, I like to help support in various ways, and if it kicks up in somebody else's newsfeed on Facebook and they see it, then I'm doing my part, I think. So try to spread the word.
One last thing, I think that so we'll get done playing at around 12:30, and there will be an after party over at Atomic, or over at the Bootleg across the street. I think Phil Wright and friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be playing over there.
Oh, cool.
With, is that the Mark or whatever from Big Woo, right? Or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
He's got some special guests coming in. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Phil's a good friend. He's in. He's a lot of fun to watch, too. Regardless of who he brings, it's going to be a party. So
sure.
But, yeah, Phil Wright and friends afterwards. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice little after party. And, yeah, and that's, like I said, the Grove's a cool spot. It's a cool hangout. I love what they're doing in that part of town with all those clubs down there. And, and of course, Gramophone's got some killer sandwiches. And,
they do. Really, so. Now they have a Sauce on the Side that opened in the Grove.
Oh, yeah? Sauce on the Side's right there. They renovated that building. Gramophone's got sandwiches and to-go beer till 1:30. Yeah.
Ooh. Well, and then the demo just reopened.
Yeah.
As
Gezelig. Gezelig. It's a, I forget the, I think it's a Danish proverb or something.
Chip's opening a pizza place across the street from
Chip from
Atomic. Gezelig is going to be really cool.
Gezelig is already open. So Matt from Matthias and the Pirates, he is basically kind of heading up that place.
Nice.
And so he's got a shit ton of beer in there.
It's all craft beer. I think you can go in. I believe you can go in, there's a price for drinking there on the premise, or you can get the bottle and take it with you.
They also have wine, they got cocktails, so all beer. That stuff. So.
But it's owned by the guy who owned the demo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brandon Cavanaugh, and then he turned it into that. So it's in the same space.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, again, get involved, and we're going to play some tunes for you. Get you a little sample before the party, and if you like what you hear, come on out, come dance with us.
Please
come
out.
Yeah.
And if you don't like what you hear, still come out.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Shane.
All right, thanks, guys.
Peace.
Rock Paper Podcast.
We are the Groove. That was good.
And you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, I didn't even finish Groove Liner.
Pack that shit up, dude.
I'll do this.
One, actually,
two, three. We are the Groove. Sorry, I'll count down
five,
from seven.
Four, three.
You recording? We are the Groove. We are the Groove Liner.
And you are listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
I thought we were doing it together. That's why I kept stopping.
You want to do it again? We can do it together.
Well, he said a couple. We'll do a couple.
Sure. All right. Whatever you want to do.
Can you cut Dave out? We are the Groove Liner, and you are listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
I contracted. You told me not to contract, and I contracted.
Can you do the Seinfeld theme?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Let me repeat. Here.
Bo 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 bo